Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. We are Carlene and Jill, two beauty editors turned beauty podcasters, and we're back at it again. Jill, did you have a good long weekend?
I certainly did. There was lobster rolls, there was beaches, and I feel like summer's officially here. What about you?
Yes, I went to a friend's house for a cottage, lots of barbecuing, lots of coolers. So happy Canada Day and happy 4th of July.
That's right. And, you know, today we're diving into a bit of a shopping episode, a shopping bonanza, I would say. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of trying something new, which is we're doing a bit of a hashtag damn good haul, but it's all from one retailer, and that's Amazon.
Yes, Amazon. So everybody knows that, you know, Prime Days, they're coming. They're around the corner. It's officially been announced. It's July 12th and July 13th. Starts at midnight Pacific Standard Time. Is that right?
Yes.
So yeah, and it's a big deal. I mean, I feel like especially now when people are kind of, you know, just tightening their purse strings a little bit, I think people are really pumped for this. And like, I've heard from people that the deals are generally thought to be better than even like Black Friday. It's a big deal.
Yeah, I think people want to be incentivized to shop when they're shopping in the middle of July, right? And by the way, guys, this is not sponsored at all. This is just my idea of fun. Like, honestly, adding to my Amazon cart, I'm sure you can relate. Like, sometimes the things that end up in my Amazon cart, like at 2 a.m., like, what am I doing? And then the next morning, I'm like, should I buy that or not? I feel like that is very relatable.
Absolutely.
Especially with Prime. Like, if you have Prime, like, it'll show up in my house sometimes. I'm like, did I order this body wash? I guess I did, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we are releasing this episode a little bit early. I think this episode's coming out on the 6th. So, you know, we don't have absolute confirmation that all of the products we're going to talk about in today's episode, by the way, the topic is what's in our Amazon shopping cart, because they are gatekeeping those deals. Like, they are keeping it under lock and key. However, we do have some intel just based on, you know, the fact that a lot of Prime Day deals have started already. Earlier.
That's right.
We also like fished around to see what brands participated in previous years, and we have a good feeling that they'll be participating again. So I think it's a good idea to just like, if you like the products we talk about today, like throw them in your own cart, have them at the ready, and you can always hit go or delete, you know, as you curate your cart.
Today, we are definitely sharing, I would say, like four different types of products if you want to like give people a bit of a sneak peek about what's coming up.
Yes. So the way we kind of organized it is, first of all, we're going to start with skincare. We know that you guys love skincare so much. And we have kind of a strategy where we're going after derm brands for skincare. Mm-hmm. There's a couple reasons why. First of all, I've talked to you a lot about my flare-ups. I'm going to give you some key insights into that, shopping for my flare-ups. And just like those products can be harder to find, you know, depending on where you live. They're not necessarily at the local store. So Amazon actually is a really great place to find those types of products. Our second category is just, again, in terms of our strategy, re-upping on everyday staples. So those items that you use every single day, why not stock up on them? You know, save that money. Why not? And then number three is the stuff that, Jill, you and I, we've wanted to try, but like we needed a little bit of motivation or incentive to actually pull the trigger, right?
Yeah, absolutely. / TikTok made me buy it.
Yeah, exactly. And then lastly would be like the last minute add to cart, you know, just the low priced items that are like, hey, why not? I'm shopping anyway. Let's do this.
Like, let's get it right to my front door, you know?
Exactly. So that's a little taster of what we have just ahead. And then every single product we talk about will be listed on our blog as usual. However, we really want to direct you guys to our Amazon storefront. And Jill, maybe you can talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we'll link to it in our show notes and on our website as per usual. But yeah, if you need a little inspiration, everything that we talk about today, we're going to be linking to it with links for our Canadian listeners and links for our US-based listeners. And fun fact, I did learn a bit of strategy on shopping for Amazon because I know some people out there maybe are worried about sometimes the legitimacy of their products and where they're coming from. And I did learn three tips and I'm going to pass them on to you throughout this episode. So we will definitely be directing you to our Amazon storefront.
That's right. We will be verifying those links with our PR contacts to make sure that this is like the right people to buy from. So that's an advantage of shopping from our Amazon storefront. And then the other thing is, of course, we do get a portion of the affiliate commission. So you'll be supporting our show while saving money. I mean, it's a 2-for-1. Like, awesome, right? Here we go. Here is what's in our Amazon carts right now.
Hi, I'm Allie Colbert. I'm bisexual, so I'm attracted to both women and food. I'm a stand-up comedian and I host the Allie Colbert Show, where we talk all things dating, sexuality, pop culture, television advice, everything queer. We are the anti-basic podcast. We do amazing interviews with my friends who are hilarious stand-up comedians and have on interesting authors, writers, and actors. So if you want to laugh, listen to steamy stories, or learn some new dating tricks, this is for you. Listen in wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, or wherever else.
Okay, Carlene, so you teased that you're going to be talking first off about some dermatological skincare, which is actually very relevant for you right now.
Oh my gosh, definitely. So if I'm going to be shopping on Amazon, first of all, I'm addressing my needs right now. And that is these crazy flare-ups I've been getting. I've talked to you guys about it here and there on the show. Follow me on this journey. My doctor initially thought that it was possibly rosacea. She hooked me up with a derm who did like a virtual consultation. I just sent photos and described what was going on, which was these bouts of, I've had it 3 times now, where I would have like really bright redness in my T-zone and intense itching that would last for about a week. And they were flare-ups, like they were clear flare-ups. And so they would sort of come and go. And he said he didn't think it was rosacea. He actually thinks it's seborrheic dermatitis.
Whoa. I thought that was only in your scalp. That's crazy.
Yes. It definitely can happen on the scalp, but it can happen on the face as well. I just found out this information like yesterday. So I need to explore, you know, the reasons why this happens. He recommends that I use, check this out, an antifungal cream on my face.
Oh, like, dear.
Yikes. We've come so far from Glow Recipe and products like that. And I also have to use an antifungal shampoo in my hair for 2 weeks.
Oh,
and then
wow.
If that doesn't clear up, and like something that's an alternative to steroid that they use for eczema. Anyway, none of this is available at Amazon. But in the meantime, what I need to do and what I will be stocking up on from Amazon is these amazing derm brands that I love and I trust. And I know they're not going to irritate my skin while I'm going through this journey. So for me, number one, La Roche-Posay.
Okay.
Like, this is just a trusted brand. Like, it's probably one of the most recommended skincare brands from dermatologists.
Of course.
So I know that it is not going to irritate my skin. The La Roche-Posay Tolerane line is the best, in my opinion, for sensitive skin. The Hydrating Gentle Cleanser, I would definitely, like, the size of the bottle is really big.
Yeah.
It's $14.99 US, about $26 in Canada. And it has, like, ceramides that's going to help with my skin barrier. Mm-hmm. Niacinamide's great for sensitive skin. And I think, you know, this is like a milky, creamy cleanser. So if I need to remove makeup, I find then it is good to have a second cleanse because, you know, with a milky cleanser, it just kind of loosens everything and moves it around, but it doesn't fully get it off. Yeah. So the other thing that would definitely be in my Amazon cart is the Bioderma Sensibio H2O Micellar Cleansing Water. I've talked about this so many times. It's in our Hall of Fame. I love it so much. You can see it here, Jill. I'm almost on empty. Yeah. I use this product every single day. It's $16.99 in the US, $19.94 in Canada. I love this so much because I just use it with a reusable like makeup eraser pad and it just gets everything off. And I have less irritation, even just not from using water.
Definitely.
So I love that product so much. And then, of course, I'm going to need a moisturizer back to the La Roche-Posay Tolerane. Mm-hmm. They have a double repair face moisturizer. So it's got those same key ingredients. It's oil-free, fragrance-free. I know it's safe. And so the Tolerane double repair face moisturizer, it's $19.99 in the US. And I think in Canada, it might go by a different name. It's like $22.50. And then finally, the final piece in my routine, of course, is sunscreen. Definitely going to be keeping that up. You know, I use sunscreen every single day. The best line, in my opinion, for really sensitive skin and flare-ups for sunscreen would be the Elta MD.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. So the Elta MD UV Restore Broad Spectrum SPF 40, it's $41 in the US, $56 in Canada. And the reason why I just really trust Elta MD, again, it's like recommended by all the derms. They actually started out as a physician dispensed skincare line that was only used in hospitals and burn centers and rehabilitation centers. So it's like, this stuff I know I can trust. And this particular sunscreen I like because it's 100% mineral. So it just uses zinc oxide.
Do you like the tinted one or not?
I actually prefer the untinted. Mm-hmm. I just prefer that. I'd rather that my makeup has a tint in it. Mm-hmm. I think if, like, again, I'm a fairly pale person, so I can't say 100% if this would work on like the darkest skin in the spectrum. What I would recommend if you have a dark skin tone is they have a UV sheer formula. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's SPF 50 and it's much more sheer. So that would be a great one for dark skin tones. But I like this Restore one because it is quite hydrating. It has squalane in it, which I love that ingredient for hydration. So this is the one that's in my cart.
Okay, that's so good. Well, I think that's one of those brands where people can get a little confused on Amazon because you're like, is this legit? But one of the tips that I received actually from the team at Amazon when you're shopping is that their recommendation is to avoid items that say X number left in stock.
Why is that?
I don't know. I guess it's a sales tactic that's maybe used by some third-party sellers that they don't view as legitimate. So they said that that's one red flag to look for. They also said that the products that you're buying must have a minimum of 3 stars with a preference for at least 500 reviews. They said that's another way to vet.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And then they said, like, if you were shopping for fashion or you're shopping for a foundation or a blush, let's say, they said a variety of colors and sizes, well, sizes would pertain to fashion, but a variety of colors being available. So I think, like, for instance, I've seen, you know, a tinted sunscreen that was only like one shade. And I happen to know that it's like 10, you know, and so that's a red flag. That they don't have the whole assortment from the particular seller. So, and I've seen on there as another example, not in skincare, but like Glossier is on there selling Glossier. Well, we know Glossier is not sold on Amazon. Most people know that, but it's like the shade that I saw was just one shade. So again, that's a tip to better understand how to shop on there. I thought that was useful information.
So what about you, Jill? What's on your must have? Like, what do you need right now that you're re-upping on?
Okay. So this is the TheraBreath Fresh Oral Rinse. And this is something that's completely, like, it's actually sometimes hard to find because it is so sold out. That's why I was like, I need to stock up on Amazon. So it's created by a dentist, and apparently he created it for his daughter who was struggling with bad breath. It's just the best mouth rinse that I've tried because it's alcohol free, and it's like, it gives you really fresh breath, but it doesn't burn my mouth and throat and gums to the point where you don't even want to use it. So it targets sulfur producing bacteria to help fight bad breath, and clinically proven to be effective for up to 24 hours. And I was very skeptical, but I really am into it. And I think especially with all the mask wearing we've been doing over the past 2 years, like, I've never been more aware of my breath.
A victim of your own breath.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's like, save me from myself, you know? And it's around $12 in Canada, about the same in the US. And it's just really great. And I've been loving it. I use it every single day, morning and night. What about you?
Okay, cool. You know, I also think that Amazon Prime Day is the perfect time to buy something that you use every day. Mm-hmm. And especially if it's a high ticket item. Mm-hmm. So this is what I'm here for.
Okay.
Now, Jill, you and I have talked about so many times how we both love Philips Sonicare toothbrushes. That was like my first big beauty investment, I think you could really say.
Yes.
And I just love it as an electric toothbrush. I find my teeth are so much cleaner than with, certainly with a manual toothbrush. But I do find, much like hair dryers, no matter how much I spend, they do have a lifespan.
Right.
And after like 5 years, they just kind of conk out. And actually, my Philips Sonicare Diamond that I have.
Oh,
just
Diamond Clean.
Out.
Best one. I own
the
that.
Diamond Clean.
I own that as well.
So I want to tell you about the new model that I have on my radar that's in my Amazon cart right now. It's the Philips Sonicare 9900 Prestige Rechargeable Electric Power Toothbrush. Is $379 US and $399 in Canada. I know it's not cheap. This is the Lambo of electric toothbrushes, okay? It is sleek, it's smart, and it is a stylish whip. It's champagne in color, and even the brush head on the top of it is ombre.
Yeah.
Like this beautiful amber-colored ombre. And it has this leatherette travel case that looks like it was made by Hermes. It's like so beautiful. And I do love that the holder that sits on your counter, it's very small and chic. It's just like a little round disc, and then it has like a clear plastic thing on top, and you just rest it there so it doesn't take up a lot of counter space. This is really for the minimalist person who just doesn't want it to be a showpiece in their bathroom. Just like, it just kind of goes with everything. So I love the look of it. Now, it's also meant to be, again, one of these smart devices. There's an app you can hook up to it. Of course, I'm lazy / busy, so you know I'm not doing that. So this is in my basket. I think if I could save any kind of money, because especially with that price tag,
There you go. We have a little high-low in the oral care category. I'm telling you about a $12 TheraBreath, and you've got this $400 toothbrush. Love it.
So what else? Do you have any other just like everyday staples that you're grabbing in your cart?
Okay, this is an everyday staple that I think everybody needs to know about. So this product is called the Vaseline Healing Jelly All-Over Body Balm Jelly Stick Curline. So it is Vaseline, but in a solid stick format. It's about the size of like a glue stick. Picture that. And this was a new to me discovery. And I don't think they did a lot of press around it, but I think it's one of those word of mouth things. I saw it actually on Amazon first, and I was like, like, it got served to me as like, you might also like. I'm like, you're right. You are right, Amazon. I will also like this. Because I had bought, I've bought Aquaphor, I've bought Vaseline tubs. So this is really cool because it allows you to apply Vaseline on the go and not get it all over your hands. And it costs around $6 in Canada and around that. It's under 10 bucks in the US as well. And I noticed on Amazon in the States, they actually sell it in like a 3-pack. So it's kind of perfect because you could take it you know, one, pop one in your travel bag, one in your purse, whatever. And it's just like no mess, no fuss. And you can also use it for anti-chafe in the summer too. So like if you get chafing, like if you're a runner, like between your sports bra anywhere, or like obviously guys get chafing. And it's just that unisex family product that I think you get tons of use out of. I really like using it like on the bottom of my heels as well. Like if I'm doing that like spa night before bed, put this on and put my socks on and go to sleep, and I don't need to touch my feet with Vaseline all over them. So I think a lot of people will get into this, and it's such a genius delivery system. Like, why weren't they doing this before? There's so many uses for it. And I just thought it's genius, and our audience needs to know about it. Everyday staple.
Okay. Another one. I'm sure you're going to agree with me. Beauty blender. Like if beauty blenders go on sale for Amazon Prime, I'm definitely stocking up. Every single day I use those.
I told you that I think beauty blenders are like the batteries of the beauty world.
Yeah.
You always need to re-up.
They absolutely power my makeup routine, that's for sure. And I feel like if there are kits where I can get multiples, I'll be buying those.
Yes.
There's no doubt. So don't forget your beauty blender, you guys.
I didn't actually know that beauty blenders sold on Amazon. So this is great.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. And we will have an official link for you on our Amazon storefront.
Love it. Love it.
Okay. Now, what about, this is the fun part. I hope you guys have all been tuning in till now, staying with us, because Jill, what have you always wanted to try?
Mm-hmm.
Like the really fun stuff, but you needed a little incentive. Like you needed a little discount.
Okay.
TikTok made you buy it. A K-beauty discovery. Like, what are they?
Okay. So my K-beauty discovery is actually a recommendation from a recent guest, Charlotte Palermino. If you guys have not listened to that episode yet, Charlotte and I had a great conversation. Unfortunately, you weren't there, Carlene, but it was when I was in New York, and we just had so many great real talk moments about SPF and the state of the beauty industry and ingredients and everything, and talking about rosé with ice in it. It was great. But she recommended as one of her very favorite sunscreens, the Isn't Tree Hyaluronic Acid Watery Sun Gel SPF 50. So I finally got my hands on this product, and it's definitely worth the hype. It is about $24 in the US. Sadly, I don't think Amazon Canada has this yet, but we can also link to Stylevana. Maybe they'll also do a promo around Prime Day. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But I have to say, this is a dream for oily skin. It blends seamlessly. It's made in Korea, obviously. It doesn't sting my eyes. My makeup goes on perfectly. And I just love a new K-beauty discovery. And it kind of is like a step up in terms of texture and sophistication from the Biore watery gel, which I know I've talked about before and loved. Mm-hmm. This is just, I think on certain types of skin, that one, because that watery gel, it could be a little bit drying, but this one is still a cream. And I find it's just a little more comfortable to wear if I were to compare the two. And my makeup goes on really, really well. And so this is going to be with me all summer long. What about you?
And the other one that's in my cart right now, don't kill me, Jill. It's a sheet mask.
Okay.
I know you don't like sheet masks because they are quite wasteful. And I will admit that. But I still say that whenever I go on a girl's trip, you know, which we try to do more and more, where we go to like a cute little local resort.
Lovely.
You know, just a one night Airbnb. We always do sheet masks. It's just, it's the most hygienic. You hand out one to everybody. It's so easy. It's
for
one
sure.
and done. And it just, it doesn't have the same impact to put like a big cream on your face.
No,
that type
you're
of
not going to pass the jar around. Come on.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
So I have one in my cart. It's the Lapcos Aloe Sheet Masks. You get five in a pack, so that's perfect. So it's $17 US for the five pack, $26.65 Canadian.
Okay.
Or the five pack.
That's a good deal. Because yeah, you got to buy them in the five or 10 pack. What's this brand? I don't know if I've tried it or heard of it before.
So Lapcos is a, I guess, sort of a Korean inspired brand. The founder, from what I read, she is based in California, but her background's Korean.
Okay.
So I think like her family background is Korean. So it's sort of like the best of both worlds is sort of how they position it. And so I think that they're really like, they seem to be really beautiful packaging and good quality ingredients. This particular one that I chose, of course, Aloe, the soothing one, it's all about calming and comforting. And it has, of course, it has aloe in it. but it also has like potato and cucumber. Yeah, potato extract and cucumber. So it's all about like cooling, comforting, relief for sensitive and damaged skin. That's me. I also think that if you accidentally get a sunburn or like get a lot of sun this summer, this would be a really fun thing to bring up to like if you're going to a cottage with a gaggle of girls, you know?
Okay. Love it. Great idea. And is there anything else on the K-beauty front?
Yes. So you often hear about K-beauty skincare, but we don't talk about K-beauty makeup as much.
Mm-hmm.
So one brand that's really caught my eye is Kaja. Are you familiar with this brand?
They had a capsule collection at Sephora, which I was really intrigued with a lot of their makeup. Look really fun.
Yeah. So I think that this brand kind of took off on TikTok because it's very cute and very like young and very playful.
Yes.
So it really caught my eye. They had like this velvety lip mousse that I think people really liked. It came in like this heart container. So it's something that's really cute that you can pull out and like it kind of impress your friends. So what I have in my cart right now, it's the Kaja Superstars Best of Kaja Collection. It's eye, cheek, and lip products. It's $41 US and $52 in Canada, but they're all, it's full-size products, which I think is fantastic.
So this is like a trio that you buy together.
It's a kit. It's a set. And I think like it just looks really fun. So they have their cheeky stamp in there, which literally is a blush that's a stamp in the shape of a heart. And then you blend it out. It's a cushion blush formula. I have tried that type of product before. I really like that bouncy cushion type of a product. And you get like this really sheer and like buildable flush of color. And then they have what they call the Bento Eyeshadow Trio. So it's stacked and they're these creamy powder eyeshadows. And it's in a trio, like a combination of matte and shimmer shades. So I think those could be really fun to play with. And then, of course, there's like a lip gloss. They call it the gloss shot. So I just think it'll be a fun sampler to try. And the price is already pretty decent. So if that goes on sale, why not?
Well, speaking of TikTok, Carlene, I am so influenced by this platform. It is the new shopping channel. Like I just see so many fun things on there that I end up buying. And do I need them all? Probably not. But you know, they're fun. And I don't know, TikTok and Amazon kind of go hand in hand, in my opinion.
For sure.
It's like little feel good finds and you're not breaking the bank and there's lots to discover. First, I'm going to talk about a discovery that's like a blend between home and beauty, I would say. So I moved into a new apartment back in the fall and I'm telling you, I have one of those tubs where there's no real edge around the side. So like, where am I putting my giant shampoo bottle? Where am I putting my oversized favorite body wash? Like they just constantly are falling over and falling into the tub. Mm-hmm. And I've tried like a whole bunch of different solutions, including the over the shower head thing and the pole that goes up on the side of the tub. Like it's just not working. So my friend Steph, she's absolutely brilliant at finding little life hacks. You know, your friend Allison is like that for you. My friend Steph is like that for me. So she just moved into a new place and then she discovered these on TikTok and I immediately bought them and I am obsessed and I need to tell everybody about them if you're struggling with tons of products spilling all over the place in the shower like me. So these are actually from a brand called, it's a funny name. It's called Kink Max. So it's K-I-N-C-M-A-X shower organizer. And you can actually use them in the bathroom or in the kitchen. These are two metal shelves that sort of stack on top of each other. They're very lightweight. But the genius part is they each come with this clear adhesive that sticks on the wall and then you hang the shelf on it. And you think, oh, this adhesive is never going to hold up in the shower. It's going to just like fall off the wall. And I was like, I'm going to put all my heaviest stuff on here and just see, like my huge Kerastase bottle, my huge Adoderma bottle. And let me tell you, these things did not move and they have not moved since. They do not budge. And it's the best thing ever. I am obsessed. They're around $40, but already I see that they're on promotion prior to Prime Day for like around $28. So I think if you're in the same boat as me and you're just lazy and you don't own a drill and you don't want to put holes up in your wall for whatever's in your shower, highly recommend these. They hold so much stuff and they even come with little hooks so you can hang your razor, you can hang your body brush, you can hang your shower cap on it. Done.
Yeah, they kind of look like those kitchen racks that you would see where you would like stick it to the wall and have utensils mm-hmm. hanging down, you know?
Yeah, and I think you can. They are multi-purpose. You can put them in the kitchen as well. And if you do leave your place, you can buy new adhesive like panels so you can move them to another location, like if you change apartments or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good little renter hack.
Yeah. That's amazing. I haven't seen that on TikTok, but you just never know what you're going to discover on there, honestly.
That's right. What have you seen on TikTok that you were influenced to buy?
Okay. I'm going to be honest. It's actually a fragrance
that
has gone viral.
Okay.
Which is very off-brand for me. Okay. It's the Lake and Sky 1111 Rollerball Oil.
Okay.
It's $48 US. I'm not sure if it's on Amazon Canada. I'm going to have to keep digging. I'm not sure about that. Mm-hmm. It also comes in like a full-size bottle for $98 for the Eau de Parfum. I actually have a very small vial of it because I have here the Lake and Sky Discovery set that was sent to me. So I have like a teeny tiny vial of it and I tried it and I will admit, you know what? This scent is actually really good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It is really lovely.
Yeah.
And people have just gone crazy over this scent over the past year. I'm going to just tell you some of the verbatims I've read online. Makes me feel calmer.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly get compliments.
Yeah.
Shoppers prone to headaches say they can stand wearing this fragrance for hours on end. That really appeals to me because I am scent sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'm wearing this fragrance right now and it really does like it's just a happy, it kind of is the moment. I feel it's very calm and easy to wear. They use all natural ingredients whenever possible, including organic sugarcane alcohol. I'm into it. I'm into this
brand. What are the notes? What are the notes though?
Oh, sorry. Right. Forgot about that. It's kind of like a musky second skin, like white ambers. It gives you that feeling of warmth, but it also has an airy and a slightly marine quality to it. I would say.
Yeah. I also tried it. I was not a fan. I'm not a big, big fan of marine scents like that. But, you know, I guess that's to be expected from a brand that's called Lake and Sky. Very on brand. It's like a little bit like soapy as well, in my opinion.
It is for sure. For sure. It's very that kind of like fresh laundry a little bit.
Yeah, not my vibe, but I get it. I understand why it's appealing for everyday wear for sure.
Absolutely. It's definitely a very easy everyday perfume for sure. Any other like TikTok made you buy it? Finds that are in your Amazon cart, Jill?
Yes. This is from Wet n Wild. It's their Bare Focus Tinted Hydrator. So it's a tinted skin veil. It's got hyaluronic acid in there and squalane. So this is sheer to medium coverage, lightweight, not greasy, 11 different shades. And this is all over TikTok. This is super viral right now. It's actually hard to get the shades that you want. And I just couldn't believe that it's $5.99. $5.99. I couldn't believe that how well it goes on. It feels like a product that would be at least $25 or $30, just in terms of like the elegance of the texture, how well it blends. It really blended seamlessly into my skin. Now, I've seen some people online say that 11 shades is not enough. Of course, we always want more. So perhaps they can improve upon that. But I just thought for a real cheapy, you know, find for the summer, I think this is really good. And I was impressed with the coverage that it gave you. And cruelty-free, of course. As well with all Wet Wild products. Just a brand that was not on my radar at all. Like I haven't used this in so long, but I actually did buy it and I like it.
Yeah, it's nice to have those little things that you can try that aren't too expensive. And then the last thing that I would say is something that I really wanted to try, but I needed that extra little push. Okay, check it out. Beth Bender Beauty Pro Go Eyeliner Stencils. They're $14.99 US for a single pack, and a single pack comes with 30 stencils. So that's like 15 pairs. I don't know that this product is available in Canada. I'm going to keep looking. If I can find it, guys, I will embed the link on our blog and on our Amazon storefront. So what this is, Jill, I'm holding up the little packet here. You can get an idea. So this is a resealable bag, and when you open it and pull it out, you'll basically find like a flat of the stencils. And these stencils look like these little purple stickers that look almost like a little oblong Pac-Man.
Yeah.
You know, like with the mouth open, and that's what's going to form your cat eye.
Right.
So it has an adhesive sticker and you just put one obviously on each eye and then you shade it in with whatever it is you want to use. You take off the adhesive sticker and it leaves you with a cat eye.
Right.
I'll admit I'm that person. Like if I could just wear a cat eye every day, like Charlotte Palomino, that would be my signature look. Like that's all I really want to do. I'm not a huge eyeshadow queen, but I do struggle because I have asymmetrical eyes and I have hooded eyes. So I do struggle with the cat eye. So I really was interested in trying this product. It does say it's good for all eye shapes. So I tested it for you guys this morning and I do think that it works. Now I still need to, for myself, like I need to re-up on some eyeshadow primer actually, because I just used like what I had and I still got quite a bit of transfer, but that has nothing to do with the stencil.
Yeah.
In terms of just like getting the shape, does it work? Yes, it does. What I like about this product is you can actually reuse these little stickers up to 3 times.
Wow.
And that's why they come in these reusable packs, because you want to put it in and seal it up tight so it doesn't get a lot of air on it. So it's not as disposable as you would think. And I also feel like this is something that you could maybe use several times and then eventually not have to use it anymore. Kind of like training wheels.
Yeah, training wheels for your liner.
Exactly. Yeah. Apparently, Beth Bender is like a makeup artist. She's based in LA. And there's a lot of tips right on the page that helps you out. Not that it needs a lot. It's really user-friendly.
Great.
So
yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's a fun one. I say go for it.
My final TikTok find is a bit of a dupe for a very high-end fun mask that was really popular on Instagram a few years ago, the Hanacure mask. You know what I'm talking about? It was the one that you painted on and then you, it dried to the point where you looked like a wrinkly old woman.
Yes. I remember seeing pictures of that all over the internet. That's a fun time.
Drew Barrymore did it, whatever. Like it was like very high end though. Like I think it was at least $200 and it was like individual ampules of the mask, and you would like peel it back like an espresso pod almost and then like paint it on with a paintbrush.
Oh, wow.
So now there's like a K-beauty equivalent of that on Amazon, and I saw it on TikTok, where else? And it's called the Zombie Pack.
Oh.
So it like actually the packaging is like they've made it look like a cracked egg on the front of the pack. So it's like an egg with all these little cracks in it because that's what it ends up drying like and looking on your skin. So it's a two-part system. All you have to do is mix the powder with the activator gel and then you use the bristle brush that's included. And they say it's to achieve your undead glow because it's the zombie pack. And
that's fun.
That's really
fun. That's a party starter.
100%. And one box, there's 8 applications in each box. So it's around $26 regular price. And I did see it's already on promo for $17. So that's kind of fun. Maybe that's the next iteration of the face masks you can bring to your cottage trip.
Yeah. Maybe one that's Halloween themed. That would
be cute. I know. So it reduces fine lines and wrinkles. It kind of gives you like a lifted facelift effect, clears breakouts. And one shopper wrote, I have extremely deep frown lines. And when I rinse off this, my forehead wrinkles are gone.
Wow.
So gotta try it. I'm intrigued.
Absolutely. All right, Jill, there's only so much we can fit in our carts. I think it's time to wrap it up. What are just a couple things that you would like, you know, picture it if you're in the store. These are the things that are right by the till where it's like you're waiting and you're just throwing them in because they're cheap and cheerful. What would those things be?
Okay. Well, one of them is actually a recommendation from our listener. In our DMs, the brand is called Heimish, H-E-I-M-I-S-H. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And Heimish Dalism Smudge Stop Mascara. And it's a tubing mascara. It's around $10 US. And the reviews were, I've never heard of it before. Thank you to our listener who sent it to us via DM. But the reviews were off the charts. It's a tubing mascara. It's completely smudge-proof, water-resistant formula, but it can be washed off easily. And it's got a curvy wand made for, you know, just grabbing each and every lash. And it holds your lashes up as well. Apparently, it doesn't weigh them down because I think some tubing mascaras can do that. And so I'm adding that to cart. I absolutely need to try this.
Amazing.
My other thing is the Tancho hair stick. So this was recommended from Clayton Hawkins, the hairdresser who was on our show. He works with Olivia Rodrigo. So this is the hair stick you need to tame flyaways. Apparently it smells terrible, but Amazon is one of the only places that you can get it. And it really, really lays down flyaways, lays down edges. I saw that Ariel Lori, she was on our show. She's part of the Dear Media family. She talked about using it when she went to a big TV award show with her husband, Chuck Lori, and like was obsessed with it. So I'm adding that to my cart as well. I'm hoping it goes on sale because right now it's around $25 or $28. What about you? What are your like last minute sort of like impulse or what are sort of your last minute add-ons?
Okay. Well, it's funny that you mentioned this like word of mouth, people who have recommended things to you, but you haven't actually tried because same with me. It's the Tatcha the Silk sunscreen. So this was recommended to us by Daniel Martin back in our episode about like how to look perfect in pictures this summer. And he recommended this sunscreen, which I still haven't tried, but they actually have like a travel size.
Oh, good.
You know, it's only, it's 15 mils. So this is SPF 50. It's a hydrating mineral sunscreen. So again, I love that. And it's just supposed to be like a primer and a sunscreen in one.
I've tried it.
Perfect
for
under your makeup. And I just love that it's like this teeny tiny size. So I love that idea to be able to carry it around if you're just doing like a sleepover or something like that. So the price is only $15 US. So that's just like the perfect little thing to throw in the cart if it goes on sale. And then the last thing is hair elastics. Where do they go? These are just, they're like socks in the laundry. Like, where do they go? It's a mystery. I just, all of a sudden, you find you have none. So that's me right now. I really like Kitsch, the brand Kitsch. So I was looking at some like red ombre ones that are really cute. Yeah, hair elastics. If I can get those on sale, those that's that everyday staple for, you know, probably it's going to be like $6. Done.
Amazing. Okay, well, I'm going to close it out. And this one goes out to all of our podcast listeners because if you're like me, you listen to podcasts while you're walking and you listen to them in your AirPods. You might be doing that right now. So this little bad boy is something that I discovered and I bought as an impulse, but I think everybody with AirPods will love it. It's the Hagibis cleaning pen for AirPods Pro. Once again, this was a discovery from my friend Steph, Life Hack Queen, who discovered it on another TikTok person's page. And it's a multifunction cleaner kit, soft brush for your AirPods and the case. So I just find that AirPods are so expensive. They're like $400, right? So you don't want to be sticking a Q-tip in the case or anything that could potentially like mess anything up. And so this is just a really soft, like almost softer than a pipe cleaner, way softer and a rounded tip on it. And so you can get into clean where your AirPods are stored. And then it kind of also opens up and there's this little point thing that's actually got another little sponge on it. And you can go inside your AirPod to get out any dirt or any weird buildup or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I'm just obsessed. I'm like, what a great little invention. And I feel like this is something that I think it's around $12 in Canada. Okay. In the US, I saw that it's already on promo for $8.99. So if you or someone in your family wants to be cleaning their AirPods, I feel like it's a good little life hack.
Actually, that is one of the best stocking stuffer ideas. I know this is early. There's no Christmas in July, actually, but this would be the perfect stocking stuffer. I love this idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, there you have it, everyone. This is what's in our Amazon carts right now, waiting, just waiting for Prime Day to begin. Check us out on our Instagram, on our TikTok. We're going to be, you know, once we figure out what's actually on sale, we're going to like blow it all out for you guys. Thank you for listening. Let us know what's in your Amazon cart. We always want to hear from you. Until next week, sayonara.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.